Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. What's happening at eBay on the other side of the pond is often a preview of things to come on this side. Well, here now to catch us up on the latest eBay news from the UK is our very good friend Chris Dawson, founder and editor of TameBay. He's known on eBay simply as Chris, kind of like Madonna or Cher. So, Chris, why is your eBay ID a talking point in its own right?
I know that the founder of eBay, Pierre, has the eBay ID Pierre. So I thought, I wonder if I could get the eBay ID Chris, because my name's Chris. And it turned out I could. So I registered it, and it's really funny if you ring eBay support, because they say, oh, I'm Chris Dawson, I've got a problem with my eBay account. They say, oh, what's your eBay ID? And you say, Chris. And they say, no, not your name, your user ID. And I say, it's Chris. And they say, no, not your name, your eBay name. I say, just humor me and try it. And they're like, oh, it is Chris.
Well, fancy that.
So one never knows what name one can get.
That's right.
It's always worth trying to see if your favorite name's still unregistered. Because there's an awful lot of eBay users, but there's still some good names out there.
When did you do this? What year was it that you got Chris?
Oh, it was a few years back now. I've been on eBay for donkey's years.
Oh, okay.
I honestly can't remember. It was way back.
So, Chris...
Trust me, if you want eBay ID Chris, you can't get it now. I've got it.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Drat.
I can't believe it.
Curses. Lost again.
So, Chris, so good to hear your voice again, first of all. We miss you. We need to have you on more often. And for our new people who are listening today, tell us who you are and what you do and what TameBay is.
I'm Chris, and I'm one of the founders and editors of TameBay, which is a blog which started off just purely writing about eBay. But nowadays, we write about everything that could do with your e-commerce business. So we'll be writing about things like how you can do your shipping and what about your tax and how you can streamline your inventory. And like this segment is sponsored by a product sourcing company. So again, we write about how you can source products and where you can find them. So pretty much everything you need to know about running an eBay business. And we get all of the latest news and tips and information. And it's totally free. So all you need to do is go to TameBay.com. You can sign up as a member and we'll keep you in touch with all of the latest news.
And I must say that even though he's over there in the UK, most of what he talks about is relevant to eBay sellers all over the world.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
As there a matter of fact.
There may be a little bit difference. In
yeah,
the
because
details,
sometimes but. They get, you know, something over there before we get it or
sure.
Vice versa. But basically it's about the same.
So, yeah, and I think it's really important to remember lots and lots of eBay sellers make their items available overseas or even list on overseas sites. Cross-border trade is huge. So on TameBay, we cover eBay around the world, and it doesn't matter which country you're in. You might be selling in the US, or you might ship to the UK, or to Germany, or Australia, or eBay Ireland. eBay buyers are all over the world, so you need to know what's going on worldwide rather than just in the US or just in the UK.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how do eBay sellers make the most of TameBay?
There's a number of things you can do. Some people will just log onto the site and read the latest news every day. But if you sign up and become a TameBay member, we'll actually email you the news on a daily basis.
Oh.
And that also gives you, once you're a member, you get access to all of our resources. So there's things like ebooks, and we have some exclusive events from time to time, and webinars and everything else that we do. We'll make sure you keep in touch if you're a member. Membership is totally free. And again, like eBay, you get your own username. And again, on TameBay, I'm known as Chris. So sorry, you can't have that one.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Chris.
Griff. Just want to make sure.
Signed up as Griff if you sign up. Sign up and we'll keep you in touch with everything that's going on in the eBay world. And actually, while we're talking about what's going on in the eBay world, can I be cheeky and put a call out for some UK sellers?
Go right ahead.
Because eBay are going to be celebrating Pride in London on the 8th of July.
Yay.
They've got their own vehicle. There's going to be loads of eBay staff. And obviously, lots of people associate with Pride with lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, etc. But actually, it's just about diversity. So you don't have to be gay to go to the Pride. Loads of people go. It's a really good party day. And if you want to celebrate diversity with eBay, drop me a line at chris@tamebay.com. Let me know your eBay ID. Tell us why in 150 words you'd like to go to Pride. And you're responsible for your travel to London, but eBay will put you up at a hotel. There's an exclusive eBay event afterwards, and you can celebrate Pride with the eBay team.
Wow.
So anyone that wants to be in London on the 8th of July, let us know as soon as possible, and we're going to help eBay pick a couple of winners to go along to the event.
How exciting.
No kidding. I love it. You know, over here, we just had some, I guess you could call them Pride marches.
Yeah.
Recently. You could call them Pride marches.
Well, it's the month for them.
Right yeah. Now. And I'm going to tell you that people are going who are not gay or lesbian or transgender or whatever, just to support diversity and to support them. I just had to say that. So how do sellers get the Tame Bay news?
You can either just simply go to tamebay.com and read the latest news on the website, but the best way is to subscribe to Tame Bay by becoming a member, because then we'll deliver the news into your email inbox every morning at 10 o'clock. You'll get an email with the latest news, and you'll never miss any tips or information on what's going on.
I see.
It's the quickest way to make sure that you always get the news. Just sign up as a Tame Bay member, and we'll keep you updated.
It's simple. It doesn't cost anything.
So what are UK sellers talking about? What are UK sellers talking about right now?
Well, there is one change coming up. Obviously, we've had a recent seller release. And one change in the seller release, I actually wanted to ask you for some advice on this one, Griff.
Yeah,
sure. It's to do with the links policy.
Yeah.
Now, eBay are making a change, which basically says that you won't be allowed to have contact information in your eBay listings. Obviously, you can't put it on eBay messages. And that includes email addresses and web addresses.
Yes.
And it's causing some issues for sellers of custom-made items. Now, the first issue is, if I wanted to have something printed, like I wanted a banner printed or a picture printed on a T-shirt, you can't actually send images through eBay messages without them being very, very compressed. I did a test, and I sent a 4.32 meg picture, and it came back as a 33K. It was basically 0.9% the size of the original one, and it was no longer print quality. First of all, relied on getting pictures through email rather than eBay messages. But the other one, which is even quirkier, is, you know, sometimes you might want to buy some business cards on eBay, or you might want some stationery on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard if I'm not allowed to email you. My email address is chris@tamebay.com, and my website's www.tamebay.com. And could you print that on my business card, please? But eBay don't let you send that through eBay messages, so you can't actually send the contact information that you want printed on business stationery through messages.
That's true. Yes.
So really, question is, Griff, what sellers that are printing items and need the telephone number, the email address, the website to print, or that are printing pictures, what will they be able to do? Have you any idea if eBay have got a solution in the pipeline for this or anything?
Well, so this is what you could do. It's a little awkward, but not too awkward. So you could, post-sale, once you've sold something, so you can't do it beforehand, but post-sale, the seller can go into their order view. And I'm not so sure. Let me check this before I say this, because I want to make sure it hasn't changed. So you can go into the order view of the seller hub or your sold listings. Click on the order number to show the details of that sales record. And the buyer email is right there. So then you could send a request to the buyer. Please send the details that you need to complete this order.
Once you've done a sale, you can actually, if you click on the buyer details, get the buyer email address.
If you click, there's a specific place you have to go. You have to go to either My eBay or Seller Hub, but you want to end up on the sold items or orders page. The Seller Hub calls them orders. The pre-Seller Hub page, which is just my eBay selling manager, Selling Manager Pro calls them sold listings. And then on that page, there's a record, a column called record, and each record has a number. And if you click the number for a transaction, it'll give you the buyer's email address. That's only available for 45 days. So that's one way. If you have, I don't believe it works the other way. So if I have an order and I'm going to check the seller's email, you can't find the seller's email address that way. But you can find the buyers, and then you can contact them. So let's see, contact the seller. So yeah, unfortunately, it's a little awkward, but you can at least send an email to the buyer that way. You can also. There is a feature, and I think it's available throughout the entire eBay universe, which allows you under account to set up communications with buyers so that you can have a – there's different emails that you can send, and you can add a message to those. So, for example – stay on the line, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this when we come back, because that's a good question. This segment was brought to you by Belk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Up next, open phones, 888-RADIO-30, and Chris will stick around so I can finish answering his question. 888-723-4730, it's eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
To most people, modern appliances, tools, and technology are simply instruments of daily life. They don't think much about them one way or the other. On the other hand, entrepreneurs have been known to question, refine, and generally try to figure out ways to do or make stuff better. This is the part of the entrepreneurial spirit that makes progress happen. Even if you don't sell your systems or ideas to others and only use them to enhance your own success, you have that spirit. Like the new spreadsheet you made to better handle your inventory, or the bookkeeping system that's yours and yours alone. You are on the front lines of a revolution in shopping, and it's a privilege of being a small business owner in this century. Use your spirit wisely.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.